You are now listening to Mike's Opinion, Logic Unleashed.
That's right. You are now listening to the Mike's Opinion podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Let me be clear and precise. Happy New Year! Happy New Year to you. This is the first episode of the new year. I took a brief hiatus, a little vacation for the holidays, but I am back and look what has happened. Today is the day after the chaos. But before I even get started, I just want to say thank you so much for your support. The podcast, it's worldwide, and thank you so much. I also want to say that I hope you are okay out there. We are in the middle, at the height of a post-holiday COVID surge with a new variant, even more contagious. So wear your mask, social distance, drink your water, you know, do everything you can to protect yourself. Like I said, I think a lot of us have already had it if you've listened to past episodes. So be good, be safe, be strong, be healthy. I hope you are okay. If you're not okay, I hope you speedy recovery. I will touch more on COVID probably a little bit later in this episode, and maybe even some more dedicated episodes, as I have done COVID episodes in the past. But that is not the top story of the day. Today is the day after the carnage, the insurrection, the overthrow attempt of the government at the behest of the current president, which I don't know if he's going to stay president. Did you see it? Did you watch history unfold live on national television? Now, most of you know I'm born and raised in New York City, but I currently live in the Dallas, Texas area, have for many years. And what was very interesting to me was, you know, I got a call because I wasn't watching, you know, television or really monitoring the news yesterday, but I got a call, turn on the news, check out what's happening. So I'm checking out what's happening, and I always scan all the networks for different perspectives to see how things are being framed, you know, to see if things are being spinned in one direction or another. And it's all typical because, you know, most of the media is Democratic, but there are those. So in the Dallas television market, local television, the major networks, CBS, NBC, ABC, and Fox, as this event was unfolding, and for those that aren't aware, and I'm not sure how you could be, that don't know what I'm talking about, yesterday the Electoral College votes were going to be certified, and there was a speech by the president, and during the beginning of the certification process, the Capitol in Washington, D.C. was stormed by, some are calling them rioters, some are calling them QAnon. It was storm. They overran the Capitol Police Force. And there's so much to unpack here. But anyway, that's what happened. The Capitol was overrun. So while this was unfolding, this is huge history-making news. Huge, right? ABC had it live with a commentary by, I think, George Stephanopoulos. NBC had it live. Lester Holt didn't get on there, but somebody else was on there. And CBS had it live. They had the best camera vantage point. As far as I'm concerned, you can see the Capitol steps and balcony there. Fox News, the local Dallas Fox station, was airing Judge Judy for hours while this was happening. Now, I know these newsrooms, these networks have the ability to break into local programming. And Judge Judy, I have nothing against Judge Judy, the television program. However, I think this was a little more important than the Judge Judy program. So that to me was fascinating. Somebody that controls the Dallas market or even a national broadcast for the Fox network made a conscious decision not to air one of the most historic moments in our national, in our most recent modern national history. I found that a big statement. Big statement, right? Anyway, yesterday, as I have stated and will state again, the United States Capitol security was breached. People were stormed Nancy Pelosi's office, current Speaker of the House, and chaos ensued. One woman was killed, Air Force veteran, was killed and shot on Capitol grounds, and three others were killed during the melee. People, I don't know if this is the tip of the iceberg. We got two more weeks. As of now, 13 days until the inauguration on January 20th. What I did find some, you know, I always try to find the silver lining. For those of you that have listened to me, you know, I always try to find positive. I want to affect the world positively. I always look for the positive. And one of the positives to me was that these politicians, these lawmakers refused to give up. After the Capitol grounds were secured and cleared, they got back to the business at hand and certified the Electoral College votes. Hence, President-elect Joe Biden has cleared all hurdles, all lawsuits. It's all done. Aside, and in addition to that, the elections in Georgia, Warnock and Ossoff, both the Democrats won. So post January 20th, we will have a Democratic presidency, a Democratic House, and a Democratic Senate. Will things change? Will things be status quo? Only time will tell. Only time will tell. I got so much swimming in my mind, and I got so much. It's really hard for me not to bounce around and stay focused. But I will do my best. But continuing on, this action yesterday, this travesty, or some may say this patriotic uprising, was fantastic in many ways. One being, and I've seen some memes about this, is that I don't think these protesters, rioters, invaders, insurrectors had much of a plan past getting in. Because if you saw them, they just were roaming around. They stole the lectern or podium, whichever you want to call it. They invaded, you know, a couple of offices, but didn't really seem to have a distinct plan once in. It's almost as if they didn't think they were going to actually be able to breach the Capitol perimeter. But I saw an interesting or funny meme. Actually, I didn't see it. A friend of mine brought it to my attention that, you know, the meme was, it showed a cat inside and then he went outside. And once he was outside, he didn't know what to do. So, you know, many of you know I'm a pet owner, have been a pet owner my whole life, own multiple pets. And, you know, cats are like that. You know, they cry and scream and scratch and they want to get outside, and they get outside and go, oh, well, what do I do now? You know, kind of thing. Some of these people have been identified so far. Some of these some of these criminals, really. As a black man living in the United States and all the, I'll call them challenges that come with that, I've seen some interesting comparisons to when black people protested in DC versus yesterday, the Save America March, right? For black people, they had the National Guard deployed prior to the event. Yesterday, during the storming of the Capitol, Mike Pence, the vice president, had to take the lead because the president, Donald Trump, was reluctant to deploy the National Guard. Now, I've seen some things from Talib Kweli and T.I. and a couple of other people. And this is less than 24 hours old, by the way, who said this was an inside job. And just me outside looking in, as we all are who weren't there, it would appear that way. Because during the president's speech prior to this attempted coup, this attempted insurrection, he said to the people, march up Pennsylvania Avenue, march up Pennsylvania Avenue and stop the Electoral College certification. He said that. Maybe that's why today his Twitter and Facebook accounts are frozen and locked. Facebook banned him until at least the inauguration. Completely. Twitter has suspended him and for 12 hours and I don't see how they can't continue the suspension. There are many that are calling for the 25th Amendment to be invoked and for the president to be removed and arrested because what he did was incite these people. I don't know if this sitting president is aware. Like I've said in other episodes, I don't think he's retarded. I don't think he's stupid. And I mean mentally ill. I know retarded, the term is frowned upon. I don't mean to insult or offend anyone. But, you know, he's not stupid. I believe, personally, he is the Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. His father was in a Klan and had strong Klan ties. He rallies in Florida, which is a state I've lived in and is one of the largest Klan strongholds throughout the South. Or of the South, I should say. So, I have clear feeling that he knew what he was doing. Ironically, he didn't pull the trigger on his code words and signals until after the vice president declined at the president's urging to decertify the Electoral College votes or send them back to the states. And then he threw Mike Pence under the bus saying he didn't have the courage. So that paired with the fact that the Capitol Police didn't seem too hell-bent on stopping these people back. And in fact, were snapping photos with some of these rioters. It's all documented. It's all on video, all in pictures, audio. It's all clear. So it appears that this was a collaborative effort. However, whatever was supposed to transpire once they breached the perimeter and entered the Capitol didn't happen. Now, I know there were a couple of pipe bombs found that were unexploded, thank goodness, because there would have been much more loss of life. And I don't even want my enemies to lose life. I'm not a hateful person. I refuse to become the hater. You can hate me all you want. I'm going to love you. If you put your hand on me, I'm going to have to defend myself vehemently, ferociously, effectively, and efficiently. However, if this was a concerted, coordinated event, and the president was involved, they all got to go. They all got to get locked up, prosecuted. But it has been my experience, billionaires don't particularly go to jail, right? As even if he is an actual billionaire, you know. But I want everybody to understand one thing. This is not over. 2024 is coming. And we still got 13 days till the inauguration. The inauguration is going to have to be completely locked down now, if it wasn't going to be already. But this man, President Trump, still has power. What else will he do? How desperate is he? Martial law, or condoning, or inciting or triggering an event that will lead to martial law? Starting a war with Iran? Dropping nuclear weapons? I mean, to me, nothing is off the table for this person. I've known that for a long time. And anybody, you know, I grew up in New York City. Trump's been around and been large for a long time. I was about to say for a minute. It's longer than a minute. You know, so outlandish, bold, daring. And I have, for the record, have said, I've got some things in common with Trump. Now, as a black man, that's crazy, right? And I need to be clear, just because I say I have some things in common, and I think he's a gangster, there's no way I'm not an advocate for him. I could never vote for him or support him in any fashion. However, before he became a politician, he was in a bunch of rap videos. He was, I won't say cool with the brothers, but there was involvement. My mother has a photograph, or several actually, with him in one of his casinos, cheesing. Everybody cheesing. I often wonder what happened on those visits. If the timing was right, I would have been like, Mommy, is Donald Trump my daddy? Anyway, I was in jest, joking. That is a joke. Humor. Okay? So, you know, everything is connected. Everything is connected. Right now, there's chaos. There's been several, you know, resignations. The latest that I have seen as of today is the Treasury Secretary. Transportation Secretary. Forgive me. Elaine Chao, who happens to be the wife of, wait for it, do you know, McConnell. That's right. She's McConnell's wife. You know, these people keep it all in the family, all in close circles. You know, your cousin could do this. You know, like Trump, he brought in his whole family, sons, daughters, wives. I mean, everybody's involved. That's how they get down. That's how they keep their circle tight. You know, so 2024 is coming. Whether we see a resurgence of Trump, which all his base, his rabid, venomous base wants, will we see his daughter? There's been talks of his daughter, you know, running for office. But warning to the Democratic establishment, you better have your shit together. You better have your act together. And it's a daunting task, for lack of a better word, to get things, and I almost said back to normal. I don't want normalcy. I want to change, the momentous change to continue. And there has been momentous change. There's been change in policing laws. You know, the medical establishment has been put on its toes with the onset of coronavirus. There have been, you know, financial and fiscal and economic changes and developments. There's been awareness in racism and social injustices. There's a lot going on in the United States of America. Not all bad. Okay? But we need to come together as people. And not just in America, worldwide. For those of you that have listened to any past episodes, and I don't say it in every episode, but I have said, I believe there's something fundamentally flawed with human beings. We cannot get along with one another. Look at history. If you believe in Christianity, Cain and Abel. We can't get along. Something is wrong with us. But I digress, as I normally do. There was another key resignation yesterday, or actually today. Actually, there's been several. There's been several resignations, and I'm searching for it now as I speak to you, because I saw it earlier. But there have been, you know, cabinet members, as I just mentioned. There have been aides. There have been all type of people that have said, you know what, I'm out. I'm not going to be able to do it because of what happened yesterday. You know, Schumer said, hey, get him out of today. The president shouldn't be the president any longer. And that is a growing sentiment right now. That dude is bold and crazy. And I'm like, y'all didn't know this? Y'all didn't know this? Come on, man. Everybody knew this. But I guess they just really didn't think that he would go that far to incite an insurrection, a possible overthrow of government. Maybe the bombs didn't go off. Could you imagine? The certification would not have happened had those bombs gone off, because there would have been further chaos. And I don't see how that could have happened. Right? So maybe they did have a plan. It just didn't come to fruition, perhaps. Thank goodness. Right? Because I think we were that close to a governmental breakdown had bombs gone off. You know, I know that there's a civil war going on, and it's not like the traditional civil war that we are used to. I'm looking for the other person. I can't find the other person that resigned at this point. But there have been, I can't call it a mass exodus yet, but people are abandoning Trump. Now, I think it's a little late. You know, if you're trying to save face, you should have done this long before, you know, 13 days before the new administration takes place. So it's definitely too little, too late. These people that are resigning, trying to save face. I don't know where their thought process is at, you know. Some say better late than never, right? So if they remove the president, we're going to be presidentless for 2 weeks. I heard a former top security official on the news say yesterday, we're vulnerable right now. We are vulnerable. Okay? When do you attack an enemy when they're in disarray? You know, Iran, China, North Korea, some of our top allies / enemies, right? What should we be doing? We should be on high alert. That's what we should be doing. And personally, individually, protect your perimeter, y'all. Protect your perimeter. And I have done this, you know, for a multitude of reasons. Just growing up in New York City, if you don't watch your back, you're going to get got. Period. Living in a red state, living in the burbs, that is predominantly Republican, predominantly red state, I see the looks when I walk in the neighborhood. I've said this in past episodes. So I keep my perimeter protected electronically. Believe it or not, my pets serve as security. And I do my due diligence. Not in a paranoid fashion, because I'm comfortable. I live my life. But if motion is detected where it shouldn't be, if my dog's ears perks up, if my cat meows and he's looking at something, If I hear a particular noise that warrants investigation, I'm doing so with two firearms and other apparatus that I won't mention, just in case, and I will not hesitate to protect my perimeter, my life, and the life of my loved ones. I urge you to do the same. It's not the Wild Wild West. It's the 21st century. Planet Earth. Planet Earth has always been a dangerous place. You should always do your due diligence and protect yourself. I'm not going front. If I had the resources, translation, money, I might get in on that doomsday prepper situation. You know, a lot of the houses here built in the burbs are, let me just say, you know, made in less than stellar fashion. A lot of foundation issues, lots of issues, but they don't have a lot of basements here. Now, you would think in Tornado Alley, tornado shelters underground would be standard. They're not. But, you know, the doomsday preppers with the vast stockpile of weapons and, you know, rations and water purification systems. I don't condemn these people. Why not have it? I'd rather have it and not need it instead of need it and not have it. The old Boy Scout motto, be prepared, and the Boy Scouts are in shambles. That's a whole nother episode. But to be prepared. Be prepared. And in case of a all-out civil war, in case of all-out civil unrest, in case of societal breakdown, governmental breakdown, be prepared, y'all. That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm not a fear monger. I'm not one to spread fear, but I am a realist, and I think we should all engage in the reality. Just like when 9/11 happened, when September 11th, 2001 happened. It was a surprise to many, but some knew. Some knew. There are many documentaries out there from Fahrenheit 9/11, Loose Change. There's lots of them out there that seem to display supporting evidence that the events that happened on September 11th, 2001 were a coordinated effort and a planned effort, and that there are those that had knowledge prior to the event happening that it was going to happen. So, yesterday's events, the storming of the Capitol, it would appear, and like I said, this is 24 hours old, it would appear that this possibly was a coordinated attack on democracy, a power grab to hold on to power. In my experience, and it is my opinion, this is the Mike's Opinion podcast, it is my opinion that there have been centuries of power by one particular group, the white man. And once again, I love everybody. I've prefaced almost all of my episodes that have this type of content with that. And I will reiterate it here again. I love everybody, even my enemies. I'm not a racist. There's not a hateful bone in my body. But when you look at the facts, when you look at the history, the white man and woman, of course, have controlled this country since this country was quote unquote founded. I don't know how you can find a land when there's already people living there. Okay? The land was already discovered. It was already occupied by Native Americans, Indians. Okay? So, they have held this control through enslaving people, killing people that oppose them, stranglehold on every facet of America and American life. That hold, that grip is loosening. It's not quick, it's not expeditious, but it is loosening. That grip, it's like, you know, you ever had tried to peel the fingers off of somebody or somebody that had a grip on something? It's like one finger is beginning to get pulled back. Then you got to work on the other ones, you know. But that's beginning to happen. And Trump and his base represent the worst of those people, the most extreme of those people. And that Trump wants to stay in office for another 4 years. In fact, he'd like to stay there forever. It is my understanding that Vladimir Putin, who controls Russia, has implemented and passed a law that will allow him and or his predecessors to be presidents indefinitely, to rule indefinitely. As I've said in past episodes, I don't think one person should have that much power. I think we need to scrap the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. It all needs to be rewritten from scratch. There's one primary reason I say that, is because the Constitution, though seemingly a heavenly document to some, a holy document to some, was written by slave owners, by people that owned other people. We need to rewrite everything. Now, a lot of those things, a lot of those sentiments will be rewritten in the new version, right? But keep amending, modifying. We need to scrap it and start from scratch by a council of elders. Tried and true, proven elders. And I mean a prerequisite of 40. You know, I'm a man in my mid-50s. I know what it's like to be a man. I've seen other men. Most men begin to demonstrate some real maturity at about between 35 and 40. Okay, so I always want to make sure I'm not saying things that can be interpreted as hateful, but I guess it depends on the interpreter, right? But I'm not trying to be hateful, I'm not, you know, racist. I'm just stating the facts. These are just the facts. So, black people supposedly, and the 2020 census numbers haven't come out, but as of the 2010 census, we're between 10 and 15% of the population, right? Those of Latino or Hispanic origin, 15% of the population. And there's white and then other, you know, Asian, and you know, Indian, from India, Indian, you know, Native American. So, black people, start fucking. We need our numbers up. We need our numbers up. We need to grow our percentage of people. Ideally, in a perfect world, I'd like to see an even percentage of every nationality. Okay? Those of you who know me and who've listened to me, you know I'm searching for utopia. I would love to see a utopian society. That's what I would love to see. Okay, where everybody is kumbaya and love, there's no hatred. But I'm a realist, we are far from that, barring some miracle. Miracles. I need to do an entire episode on miracles. Because, you know, if you believe in the Bible, Christianity, you know, there were these miracles that would happen. God would show up. Where's God at? God, can you hear me? Where you at? And Don't smite me or just lightning bolt me, please, because I mean no disrespect. I'm not yelling at you, God. But you're probably intervening if you exist. You're intervening in mysterious ways, subtle ways. You're not just a, you know, being, no longer do you do the thunderous voice from the heavens or a clear demonstration of a miracle. But some say miracles happen every day, right? Whatever you believe, you believe. Whatever you believe, you choose to believe. Maybe you're holding beliefs that were drilled into you since you were born by those that raised you. Like I said, I digress, but it is all connected because the belief of the people that stormed the Capitol yesterday was that they would make some type of change. They would make some kind of difference. Now, once they entered, it didn't seem like that agenda was still there. It was just like, yo, let me take this selfie in the speaker's chair. You know, let me, you know, take this video of me running through the hall with a Confederate flag. Ta-da, mission accomplished. So these people believed enough to risk their life. Or maybe they didn't. Maybe they knew they wasn't going to get shot. Maybe that one shooting was the sacrificial lamb because they knew somebody. They had to act like they were trying to protect the Capitol. They being Capitol Police. So, America hasn't seen anything like this, a storming of the Capitol, since the 1800s. Okay, and I'm looking right now, and Pelosi has joined Schumer, which is no surprise. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, and they're calling to remove Trump through the 25th Amendment. Is this going to snowball? Is this going to gain momentum? You know, I don't know. I'm just really glad for many of the things, but one that, you know, Pence, the vice president, didn't cross that line. Because that would have been just flat out crazy. Crazy. As a matter of fact, even, you know, Senator Lindsey Graham is calling out Trump, you know, and Giuliani, which is different, right? This could be a pivot point in our national identity. This could have scared even the most devout Republicans, even the most devout Trump supporters, not the extremist, but the devout. I think the you know, there's devout, then there's extremist. The extremist are the ones yesterday that, at the urging of their commander chief, decided to say, fuck it, we going. But like I said, some of them Capitol Police seemingly were in on it. Had to be. Right? Crazy. Man. You know, this is going to be, yesterday's events, storming the Capitol, are going to be in history textbooks or laptops, because it seems like books are fading. All these kids are learning on laptops now. I don't think that's right. Anyway, I digress. But this is going to be in history books for decades and centuries to come, right? The Capitol was stormed. The Electoral College vote certification process was halted, though temporarily. People died. People were injured. And like I said, thank goodness it wasn't worse, because had explosives gone off, more people, you know, more loss of life, more property damage, more chaos, these lawmakers would not have been able to continue that certification process. I don't think. Definitely not in the Capitol. They wouldn't have been able to do it at that location. Some workers were hailed as heroes for securing the actual physical electoral votes, which were, you know, sitting on the floor in the House there. So we applaud them because surely they risked their lives, because that's probably, if they did have a plan, what the rioters were looking for. They probably were looking to destroy them, right? You can't count what you don't have. What do you think about this? I always urge feedback, and at some point I will start reading your emails, some emails that are poignant and relevant, clear and concise. But you can always email me at Mike's Opinion Show at gmail.com. That's Mike's, M-I-K-E-S, Opinion Show at gmail.com. Chime in. Let me know how you feel about what happened yesterday in this nation of ours, this storming of the Capitol, this insanity, these rebel rousers, these, some call them patriots. Should our president be removed immediately because we can't risk another 13 days of possibilities of what he and his faction may try to do to hold on to power? Legally, there's nothing else he can do. There are no other steps other than the actual inauguration itself. All his legal attempts, lawsuits have failed. You know, urging chaos and insurrection have failed. Putting pressure on the vice president and others have failed. The tricks, the chicanery has failed. The only thing left, if this effort of his and his base continues, would be criminal, would be disastrous, would be anarchy. So I'm inclined to think that we shouldn't risk it. But would we be fanning the flames if we remove him now and don't give him those 2 weeks? What would his base do then? What would his rabid base do then? Make no mistake, it's more than just those that want to hold on to power. There are those that are commonly referred to as anarchists. They desire chaos. They desire the destruction of structure. They desire blood in the streets and a complete societal and governmental breakdown. It's been dramatized in a popular series called The Purge, and other movies, of course. Olympus Has Fallen was mentioned yesterday. The movie Olympus Has Fallen, I think, with Morgan Freeman and I forgot the other guy. Anyway, you know, we've seen the White House destroyed many times in many movies. One comes to mind, Independence Day with Will Smith, zapped by aliens. You know, we've seen images, we've seen dramatizations of this chaos. Yesterday was no play, was no movie, was no TV special, was no streaming series. Yesterday was actual. Yesterday, there was loss of life. Yesterday, there was carnage and chaos in the United States Capitol, here in these United States. Prepare yourselves, y'all. Be prepared just in case. It's really the main thing I wanted to say in this episode. Of course, I wanted to recollect the events and share my opinion as I always do. But I wanted to tell you, you know, be prepared. Be prepared for what comes next. Be prepared for the unexpected. Okay? Because I can't help but wonder if this was coordinated, if this was done with conscious effort by the president and his people. What's next? What is he planning right now? Is he even thinking about or worried about the 25th Amendment being invoked? Or is he planning his next move? Did they already plan their move? Like chess players, you know, if this insurrection doesn't work, this is what's next. Our bombs going to start going off in places, public places. Are random violent events going to start happening? I pray and hope not. I hope that he truly concedes as he says he does now. Ironically, today he said there will be a peaceful transition of power. Now he says that. He says now that the Electoral College votes have been certified, now there'll be a peaceful transition. Really? It took that. It took all of that. And I get it. The Democrats did the same thing. Contested the election when the Republicans won. Somehow, it seems different. Somehow, it seemed a lot less chaotic, a lot less orderly. But if history, recent history, is any demonstration of what the future may hold, elections are going to be a hot mess for the foreseeable future, with legal challenges, possible insurrections, violence, arguments. A couple congressmen almost came to blows on the House floor last night during objections to the certification of the Electoral College vote. So, politics in America may sink into what we see in Parliament and other governments around the world, where they actually come to fisticuffs, where they're actually, you know, bombs and chaos. Is this humans at its best, at our best? Can humanity do no better with 8 billion people on the planet? Civility, togetherness seems unreachable. It appears that we are heading in the direction of chaos. It seems like anarchy is just a short ways away. Again, I hope not. Again, I pray not. But when I look at us, humans, overcaffeinated, overstimulated, hungry for riches and power, unable to respectfully disagree, where are we headed as a species? Where are we headed with this integration of technology and human? Where are we headed with this chaotic, uncivil system of politics that we have in place? Everybody say it starts with the man in the mirror. It's a song by a very famous person named Michael Jackson. Don't know if he wrote it, but he definitely sang it. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. But listen, some say there's a shadow government. Some say there's Illuminati. Some say there are those that attend these Ivy League institutions that skirt admission processes that keep everything within a tight circle, in a secret circle, that have an agenda to reduce the population of Earth, because resources are being depleted and the chaos continues to escalate. So they want to reduce the population from its ever-growing 8 billion and up to about 500 million or less. I'm not part of that process. I'm not part of that group. However, a quieter Earth, an Earth with clean water, clean air. For me, if you've listened to my podcast, my episodes, any of them, or the ones that I've mentioned this, no electricity. Now, I know that sounds outlandish to some, but a peaceful, quiet, back to nature existence. No internet. Huh? Fire for light and heat. I know that sounds extreme to some, but I and it may be a bit, okay? I just want peace, y'all. I just want love and happiness. Shout out to Al Green. Love and happiness. Yes. Okay? That's all I want. I hope that's all you want. Spread love, not war. Make love, don't hate. Yesterday was crazy. Yesterday's storming of the Capitol was frightening. Yesterday, I hope, was a turning point, as it was for some of those that changed their mind and changed their hearts. And I'm speaking of those that planned to object to the certification of the Electoral College votes, that changed their minds. As a matter of fact, Loeffler, Kelly Loeffler, the one that was up against, I believe, Warnock in Georgia, the Republican representative who lost the senator's race in Georgia, had planned to object. And she said, in light of the recent events, she could no longer in good conscience object. That is what we need in America. The willingness to change your mind. The willingness to change your heart. The willingness to display and demonstrate compassion and empathy. The willingness to choose good versus evil. Which, if you boil it down to its common denominator, I really think we can put it in those simplistic terms. Good versus evil. Okay? Please stay safe out there. Please stay healthy. Please send out positive vibes to this world. We need it right now, more than ever. There is a famous, I believe Burt Bacharach wrote the song, and I've heard many versions. I like Dionne Warwick's the best. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. That's the only thing that there's much too little of. I'm Mike, and this has been the Mike's Opinion Podcast. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much for listening to Mike's Opinion, Logic, Unleashed.